This portion of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless. Get your smartphone repaired, plus check out great refurbished phones at JustWirelessAZ.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome. Busy show, busy week. New background right over my shoulder there. There's some gas cans. I'll get to that here in just a little bit. Angela joins me this hour. Bob Thorpe, former state rep, next hour. Olivia, next hour as well. So stick around for all that. But I probably spent a little bit too much time on YouTube over the weekend, which sounds kind of weird and like
yeah, you never
nerdy,
do that.
Because I never do that. I don't. I just abhor social media. I can't stand so. And sometimes I don't look at things like YouTube as social media, but that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Although there's a lot of content there. I mean, I started off looking up how to fix my truck, which I'm still waiting for another part because one of them was wrong, but I'm going to get there. But then it progressed into how do we get more views on our videos to try to get our message out there, right? Mm-hmm. And get all the information we put out there. And I've always had trouble getting those tons of video clicks. I mean, we do okay. But this weekend, there was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of views. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. You were convinced it's because the one video was that you were wearing a hat.
I think that matters. I think YouTube has some kind of weird algorithm because that hat video, you know, really went up. But I've never been able to figure out why certain videos hit. And if you watch YouTube, it's just quite honestly, well, this one probably won't hit because about what I'm about to say. There's a lot of good stuff on there. There's a lot of crap too. And the shorts.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah. That's no big secret. Yeah. The shorts are like these 60-second or less videos. So took a couple of those from the show and they just really exploded. Mm-hmm. But I started watching the shorts. So you just kind of scroll through on those, kind of like you were on Facebook or Twitter. And please stop saying, or X, it's called X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah. Please stop. It's just call it Twitter
just
or
call
X.
It Twitter. I don't see why you changed it.
It's still Twitter to me. But it's kind of an addictive nature on these apps and the social media where you're just scrolling. It's very similar to the endorphins that you get when you're playing like casino and the wheels are spinning and you put more money into the machine.
Well, you just don't realize how much time that it just sucks up so much time before you know it. You're like, oh man, I've been sitting there for 20 minutes and it felt like five.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out what's the rhyme or reason here. And I never really figured it out. The videos just got thousands and thousands of hits. Well, one of them didn't have the hat. But I will say this. Every fourth video is a very, very good-looking girl in either very tight clothes or a thong or some sort of bikini, right?
Yeah.
Doing something.
Revealing.
Yeah. I mean, clothing. That's mostly young, right? And they're shooting a gun. They're playing a guitar. They're doing a flip. It's every quarter of them. And so I'm like scrolling through and I'm like, what? Okay, I'm going. And it's like, well, wait a second. Then there's a video like on some of my interests. And then there's a video on, I didn't see anything on car repair because that's what I use YouTube for the most is like looking up how do I do this tile job or this car job or whatever.
So none of that came up. Reason for
no,
what
I couldn't find any.
You see and which ones you don't?
Yeah, because I'm being honest here, and you can look through my search history. I'm not looking up girl in bikini playing guitar. So it doesn't have, you know, sometimes when you look up something, all of a sudden it's on everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're shopping for this. And like, well, how did you even know that?
Right.
So to me, that's how they're getting the views because I guess that's what people want to see. I don't know.
No matter who it is.
Yeah, I guess that's what people want to see. And unfortunately, and when you get material, like I think we put good material out there, that's hard to convey in 60 seconds. Because I've tried. I edited those videos down.
Yeah. How can you do anything in that short amount of time unless it's the girl playing a guitar or doing a flip or,
I mean, you know, whatever. Maybe I just turn it over to you and just 60-second updates. No, so it's just, so I'm doing my best to get those videos out. I do appreciate all the people that did click on it, lots of likes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that is encouraging. But I still can't compete against the girl riding a bike, playing a guitar, singing, you know, a Guns N' Roses song for 30 seconds. That's, I guess.
I don't know if anyone can compete
against that. Yeah. So, but anyway, there's a lot of fake stuff out there too. And that's the problem we have nowadays.
Oh yeah. You were showing me stuff from like, is supposedly Ukrainian fighter jets, you know,
shooting down. I'm like
taking down Russian stuff, and you're like, oh yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, well, I kept seeing them, right? And I was like, wow, this is really clear shot. I mean, how did they not, you know, shoot the cameraman?
Yeah,
basically. And it's, I'm looking at it on my little iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. So, and not even the long way, you know, the wide way, yeah. Just the tall way, right? And I'm like, wow, the Russians have lost a lot of planes, you know, and look at this. And why is this plane coming back? He's getting shot the heck, and then boom, blows up another. And then you finally find out they're all simulations. So my guess is that's how warfare is now. It's the propaganda out there that this is the way it's going.
It's amazing to me that someone has the time and the interest to do stuff like that and put it all out.
This wasn't some kid putting out these videos. Exactly. There's an arm of probably Ukraine or whoever's doing it. Outside group that's like, because if you just see him a few times, so scrolling through girl in bikini, then there's maybe something from Glenn Beck, then there's something on you know in the mountains, another girl in a bikini, then Ukraine. You know, and it just keeps going like that. And that's just that. That's what I saw. I mean, that's, so you don't know what's real. Then another thing on Twitter or X, it's X, formerly known as Twitter.
It's funny. Anyone who talks about it is like Twitter or X.
Or X.
And then it's X or Twitter. It's like no one knows what to call it anymore.
We don't know what this is. Stupid to do a name change. unless you like declare bankruptcy or something. But I don't think Elon Musk did that. But they had this, there was this video and I sent it to you. And it was this mom that came into school and she ripped down the LGBT flag, which was over the...
It was covering up the United States of America flag, the map.
And they're going on and on, right? And this the kid, her son, supposedly is in the classroom. He's like, don't talk to my mom like that. Teachers, they're the going teacher back and forth. Going, totally fake.
I figured it was. Yeah. I had a feeling it was when you sent it to me.
It was actors. Also known as fake.
Yeah, you just wonder if it's real or not, because like there's snippets of it that feel like it's like they're authentic.
Yeah,
but you can't tell. It was hard to tell. I didn't know.
So I sent that to you. I generally do not go forward with anything on this show until I have time. I got to dig and say who created this video. But I was close. I mean, I was starting to go down the road, and I was like, oh no, it's a fake. And that happens to me more and more lately. But I got to tell you, we're getting to a time where it's going to be hard for me to tell. Mm-hmm. And I could be passing on something to you like that. Oh, I just saw this video. And unless I go hunt the person down in Indianapolis or wherever the heck it is, or, you know, Ukraine, how do you know? How do you know anymore? So it's just, here's what I say. Any video you see out there, anything, except for my videos, if I tell you to see them in exact title, you got to assume it's fake or...
I know that. The problem is they're trying to appeal to a really wide audience, and a lot of that audience is the younger generations, they don't know.
Are they more gullible?
Probably.
It's just entertainment. Yeah,
they just sit there, and that's what their entertainment is.
And my daughter, Isabel, is just trying to, she does all scheduling for the show and all that stuff behind the scenes now, and she was just trying to call me, but she showed us this video. You know, she's that generation. She's shown us this video of just the most ridiculous things. And you're like, birds aren't real.
Yeah.
This whole 20-minute episode on birds aren't real.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, are these people for, and there was actually someone in Flagstaff on it. Birds are all robots. You know, they were replaced. And then at the end, they say this is totally fake kind of thing. But how many people just watch 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and they actually believe this stuff? So
they go around saying, hey, do you hear this theory that birds are really, you know, drones and they're not real? And then they spread the rumors.
Hey, we got some goose sausage from the folks that sell the this is, you use it on your jack. It's called the BJ bottle jack buddy, right? Mm-hmm. And you use it on that jack, and it's pretty cool. But he gave me some goose sausage, so I know birds are real. Because I just had some dove recently.
Yeah, we've shot them and eaten them. So,
and that's Tim. Real. Thank you, Tim, for that, and thank you for the hat. And we'll check out that product soon.
I know you showed it to me. Guy. It looks cool.
So anyway, I was looking on YouTube though, and I did see Trump on Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, and she interviewed him over the weekend. You know, bits and pieces of that. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I would just watch some of it. And then, you know, one of the big things that's making the round is Kelly asks Trump the stance on abortion. And he thinks that someone like DeSantis is too far with I think DeSantis has a 6-week ban. And so not exactly the answer that a lot of conservatives want to hear. But the other big one was the question about can a man become a woman? And he's kind of shaking his head no, but he's just like really dragging it out for like a minute, like mm-hmm. the answer. And it's just like, how is this just not a straight up no?
Yeah.
Just no. Next question. That's just no. It can't happen. They can pretend to be a woman.
Right.
They're not going to become.
They can delude themselves.
And he went into like, okay, they're born. It's the pregnancy thing. Can they get pregnant? And just, but you never know. Maybe before you know it, men will be carrying babies kind of talk. Like, it wasn't the answer that I think. And maybe he's trying to appeal to those swing voters that he needs to get.
Well, probably, because he does need to get those voters.
But then you lose the conservatives when you come out, because this is a big issue for
exactly.
a lot of conservatives out there, which is, you know, this whole battle against
humanity, in my opinion. It's almost top of the list, probably behind spending or something.
Yeah.
But in the top, like, few, I think, is this transgender nonsense, this madness that's going on.
All the guys pretending to be women out there.
It's mostly
going that way.
And just that whole culture of the sports in the schools, in the locker rooms, and it's just, it's permeating everywhere. And so it is a big issue, whether he wants to admit it or not. And, you know, the same thing happened with one of those forums that was held in Iowa couple months back, and they asked someone,
which Trump wasn't,
I can't remember
that
who
one,
it was,
I think, yeah,
and the guy was basically like, are you kidding me, no one cares about this, and you know, that was kind of his response. And it's like they were failing to recognize
one of the
people they asked about something about the transgender. I can't remember now what it was.
You don't remember which candidate it was?
No, I'd have to look into it. I just know there was one of them that was like, oh, are we going to get into the really, important questions, and kind of blew it off.
I mean, there's other very important questions, but this is one that's like impacting our kids. They're failing to recognize that.
It is a big issue
for
a lot, especially conservatives.
You can watch that video. I mean, it's up there. And watch my videos, too. I really appreciate all the views we got this past weekend. Everyone that watches the podcast, just look up or find Orvitz on any of the video providers, Rumble, YouTube, or on your favorite podcast provider. You'll be able to find me there. And like I said, I do appreciate everyone who does that. Okay, let's come back with, let's talk about something that me and Angela did for the first time in 25 years in the vehicle. Come on, people. Don't think like that. Plus, I want to get into, we also took the vehicle out this morning and we went shopping. And I'm always shocked when we do this. I'm doing it more and more with Angela. Like, I try to maybe every couple of weeks go with her.
And, he doesn't like going with me, though.
Yeah, no, she's so picky. And the prices are absurd, though. I want to get into what a newspaper thinks is causing the high rent in Arizona. And, of course, they've got it all backwards. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get your comments in. Love hearing from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, first up here, thank you to Diamond Auto Glass, because they've been taking care of my family's auto glass for many, many years. I mean, we're always on big road trips, and we usually get a rock chip. Well, you get that. You don't even have to go on a road chip for that. You get that throughout northern Arizona. It's coming, too. I mean, here we are getting towards the end of September before you know it, and before you know it, it'll be cindering the roads. Go to Diamond Auto Glass. Get that rock chip fixed quickly so it doesn't spread to the rest of your windshield. They'll do a great job for you, plus new windshields, and they've got the technology to make sure it all gets done right and aligns those cameras and all that stuff in your vehicles. Call Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140. Or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. Also, thank you to Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona for being such a great longtime sponsor here on the program. I hope you'll call them up. And again, getting towards that time of year where we're going to start seeing snow. And we're going to start seeing your gutters clog up. Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, Gutter Helmet's got the number one gutter protection system out there. 40 years of experience. Best warranty out there. Transferable. Fully transferable. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now. Mention a Jeff Orvitz show. You get not 30%, 35% off. 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Sportsman's Bar and Grill has been voted the best sports bar in Flagstaff 13 years in a row. They've got 17 TVs for all your sports action. Plus, all day, every day, you can always get something good to eat off their $4 menu. And don't forget, Sportsman's Bar and Grill has happy hour going on all the time. $3 Mexican canned beers and hard seltzers, $4 daily craft beer specials, and $4 pint specials. And don't forget about their daily specials. I go there a lot for these great specials, including Taco Tuesday. They have awesome tacos at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Wing Wednesday, half-price wings. You know, these wings are like gold nowadays, so take advantage of Wing Wednesday. Get half-price wings. And Thursday night at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, you get $3 sliders. Sportsman's Bar and Grill up by the hospital, just north of downtown Flagstaff in the Bash's Shopping Center. Oh, we went shopping at a place, like a secondhand place. I'll tell who it is because I hear them, their ads all the time on stations of the Barn Bros, right?
Yeah.
And we were going around, and the only reason that I stopped there, well, my son Owen had his black belt test this weekend, but this is for like his second stripe of his, yeah, or his
kinda,
first stripe of
it's
his.
It's kind of like in between next level of black belt. It's kind of like a progression test.
You're going from first belt to second belt eventually, and so he's moving up to that. So we spent Saturday morning doing that, and he's doing a great job. Self-defense is so important in the discipline.
Congrats to the other boys and girls who got a black belt this weekend. That was awesome. I think there was five, I want to say.
Well, yeah, and his instructor, who's now Master Dylan, is fourth degree black belt. You got to stick around for a long time to do something like that. But anyway, we're on our way there, and we're going down the road, and I see it was the Barn Bros, which is like a secondhand store. And estate sales, things like that. And he got a gas can out there. And I got it right here.
Yeah, we're driving by. He's like, oh, there's a gas can. We got to go. So we got to stop.
There might be gas in here. So I was just like, I saw this from the road. I'm like, radar. Yeah. You know, this is an old school gas can that has the vent there. You know, where you open this up, that lets the air in. I mean, just for all you youngsters out there, this 20 years ago, this is how we used to pour gas for
like
100 years.
This is basic physics and just laws of nature is you need air.
So you open this up and the air comes in. And the politicians don't understand this. That's how dumb they've become. I know I've talked about gas cans a lot. We can't fix America till we fix the gas can. We just can't. And they should all do a debate showing us how they pour gas out of the government gas can. I should have brought one of those down here. And then it has this thing. It's just a nozzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this has no obstructions and it goes straight down into the can. So air comes out, liquid comes out. You pour it. Oh,
liquid comes out, air goes in
air
to
goes
fill
in.
The
okay.
space that the liquid
okay.
once occupied.
Sorry, I don't have the degree that you have, you know, explaining this, but I know what it does.
The air goes in. That's why you need the air vent.
The air goes in. That's what I said.
You said the air goes out.
Well, you know what I mean. And then you pour the gas. You can pour up this whole thing. This is a gallon and a half in a matter of a minute or two, just zips out. New government can takes forever, right? So I see that thing. I'm like, I'm going to go in and buy that. And we bought those. And I think people should start probably scrounging these types of things
more often.
Yeah,
they had others, too.
I mean, these are busy places.
Ones, but yeah.
Because it's so expensive out there. And I got two of these. And I think we got a whole basket of tools. And so it was like $12.
Yeah.
I would have paid $12 for these two gas cans easily because the new one of these is, I think, $25. That sucks. So, it was good. It was a good day. We got to get that gas can. But the prices are so high. So we went out shopping this morning. And I don't know if this is like a new thing, but it's like the half loaf.
No,
that's the wrong one there. Got the video. It's like a half loaf of bread. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
I guess so. But it makes sense if you live alone or if you just don't eat bread very often. I could get behind that.
You think it's that or you think it's like a discounted thing? Like, you know, you can offer something a little less.
I really think that they make the big loaves and someone who lives alone, like I said, or you just don't eat bread very often, it's too much.
I think it's a sign of the economic times. We're close to individual slices being sold. You're going to show up and it's going to be like, well, how many can you afford today? Yeah. How many slices of bread?
Two slices of bread.
Yeah. But I mean, I notice one thing I'm noticing is the shrinkflation that's going on.
Yes.
And that that's things big. Are getting a lot smaller. I have a, you know, California roll, a picture of it on the screen right now. I mean, that thing is tiny. And, yeah, it and it was even expensive.
Fill the whole like it seems like they used to be pretty, like it would take up the full whole.
They
container.
Haven't changed the containers yet, right. But they're putting less
but
in.
They put less in there.
Either they're having a bad day, or what I suspect is the input costs are so much.
No, that behind they're the scenes, they're down. Telling the person that makes those
make
like,
it smaller.
Make it smaller. Yeah. Put a little less of this. Yeah. Everything in there.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm noticing that more and more the sales are going away. You have to really scrape to, and that's a good tip for you out there. I mean, just these apps, right? You got the discount apps that you can
know,
get.
I check on
coupon apps
on the, you know, if it's the store, like a grocery store.
Yeah.
I check their weekly ads and sometimes they have digital coupons. And if you can get stuff on sale and on a coupon, It's not bad.
It's not a bad
It's
deal.
Just the regular price. If you need something that's not on sale, you're like, wow.
No way 4% inflation, though, or whatever they're saying. I mean, there's no way that's happening.
And some stores are like double what another store will charge.
Yeah, we went to a grocery only. I won't name which one, but a grocery only store. And sometimes she'll go to the Walmart.
Yeah, I go to Walmart because it's the closest and it's, to our house.
It's they definitely get people on price. In a big way.
The same thing was like double it at the
same. So anyway, shrinking out there, shrinkflation going on while the prices actually go up. I'm trying to go to these. I'm trying to, you know, we scrape the money just like everybody. So we're trying to go. And if I'm going to start going to these secondhand stores a lot more, our kids are good about that because you get a lot of good stuff. And sometimes the quality is better if you can find some of the old stuff if it's still functional. Yeah. So, Barn Bros got these gas cans and I haven't filled them yet. In fairness, I haven't filled them yet. So we'll report back on that. Okay. Love your comments. Say, get those in right now. Olivia will be by in hour two of the show and we'll start going through some of your comments. Former State Representative Bob Thorpe is going to join us as well. So stick around for that. We'll talk a little bit of, I guess it's real estate, rental market. It's all real estate. When we come back, I want to hit on this article, like I said. But if you're thinking about selling your home, if you want to cash out and maybe move on to another home, maybe move out of state even. Some people have been doing that. They've been like, hey, that's what people in California are doing. They're coming to Arizona. Some people in Arizona are going to, you know, other low-cost states, and they're making out pretty dang good. Look, why don't you call the only person that I would call if I was selling a home right now in the Flagstaff area, and that's Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group brokered by eXp. You can find her online, by the way, and get the. I think you'll be surprised if you take advantage of her instant evaluation of your home's current value. You're going to be like, whoa, what the heck happened here? Go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. That's NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. I love that Kelly has a ton of experience, and she shares that on the show. She'll be on here midweek or so, and a big market update on Friday's show, too. She'll share that knowledge with you. You get a lot of eyes on your home because she puts a lot into these homes through staging, through drones, through correct photography, through all the work that she does, all the advertising out there that she puts into this to help make sure that you get top dollar. Call Kelly Broaddus right now at 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. Don't forget to mention that I sent you her way. If you're getting hungry, Namarco's Pizza is the place I go to for the best pizza around, period. That's it. End of story. Great lunch specials, too. Remember that for tomorrow. You can get out of there without breaking the bank. Namarco's Pizza with three locations in Flagstaff, voted best pizza in Flagstaff, and best wings as well. Great wings, great craft beers. Go to namarcospizza.com. You can order for pickup or delivery, or like I said, go to one of their three great locations throughout Flagstaff. NamarcosPizza.com. That's NamarcosPizza.com. Back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show. This is The Jeff Horovitz Show.
So an Arizona newspaper, I was reading this just this morning. I'll just give it to you and just kind of paraphrase the whole thing. But it was asking, why are rents... Here, basically, it was proclaiming, here's why rents are so high.
And evictions.
And evictions are so high in the state of Arizona. As you know, we have I hate to use the word crisis all the time because everything seems to be a crisis nowadays. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of people that are having trouble affording housing in certain areas of the state, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone up tremendously in Flagstaff. It's gone up in the Verde Valley. It's gone up in Sedona. It's gone up in Prescott area. It's definitely gone up in Phoenix. And, you know, there's places that have gone up this year in the past couple of years, $500, $600, $700 easily. So there's definitely an issue out there. But the way that this person in this big statewide newspaper painted it, you know, was that basically it's these companies and these individuals coming in and they're buying these places up and then they're just jacking up the rent. And that's mm-hmm. that's basically the only explanation is, oh, that's why rent's going up. Mm-hmm. In just to, right. to sum it up in a short way.
Just that's because just, they just want yeah. to have the person who owns it. It's not because they have to pay more in other, you know, insurance and taxes and, and all these other things. It's not because they just want to charge more and that's why they want to charge more.
And to that, I say, well, every business wants to charge more or wants to make more profit. I guess not every business, but generally speaking, you're in business to make money. You're in business to provide a good product and you hope to get properly compensated for that. And you're like, well, great, I can charge a little bit more because I'm providing a better service than my competitor. I can charge a little bit more because the market's tight right now. And that's what's going on here in Arizona. There's a big demand because here's a couple reasons. And they did get this right as far as the number of people moving in to the state. So there's a supply. They did acknowledge without saying it was supply and demand, but just saying that, oh, there's not enough homes. So that's their way of saying, hey, supply and demand, more people, less available stock of housing. They also acknowledge that there is higher interest rates. So people coming in buying the new one are paying higher interest rates. But then at the same time, they were like, oh, the high interest rates are finally pushing some of those people out and the prices are starting to come down a little bit. So yeah, there's interest rates that factor. But one thing they failed to recognize and even mention why prices have gone up so much is because of the government. And they just, not even a hinting of that. In this, it wasn't even an op-ed. It was just like a matter of fact, you know, newspaper article. A lot of these things seem like they're, you know, they're news based, but it's just somebody's opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has a lot of experience.
Makes you wonder, did that person, the reporter, ever talk to any landlord or, you know, and ask?
I didn't see one quoted in
there. Any property owner, why have you raised your rates or whatever the person's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't see it. There was nothing in there. I read the article from start to finish.
Do they really
nothing.
Do their research?
No,
I mean,
I don't think they do.
And that's just part write of the problem. What they think.
Yeah, so, and they failed. One of the biggest reasons that you're seeing such increase in prices is the government. It's all the money that was floating around for the past few years, the cheap money. I mean, it's not as cheap anymore, but we're still feeling the squeeze from that, from the 3.5% interest. And so everything started inflating because you threw $10 trillion into this thing. So people had to put money. I know this is hard for some people to get, and I wish that everybody was in the position where they had to move money around and put money somewhere. But I recognize that we're in a society that sadly 60% are living paycheck to paycheck, but there's still many hundreds of thousands of people out there, millions of people that have excess capital. Meaning they have excess money in the bank or in their stock portfolios or whatever. Or they sold a property in California
for
$5 million.
Yeah, they sold out of California and they bought something here for half the cost.
They bought five things here.
Yeah.
You know?
Or they bought one thing and they have a couple mil sitting in the bank or whatever and they got to try and find something to do with.
Yeah. And you've also got these big hedge funds and other investment funds that took advantage of the very cheap window of borrowing opportunity. And they're going to grab money at 2-3%. They did grab money at 2-3%, sometimes less. And then they have to do something with that. They don't just put it in the bank and lose money. No, they put it into assets. And you, so you combine all that, a lot of money are chasing all these assets all over the place, and people have been parking. I've seen it in our neighborhood. People are literally parking money in homes. Mm-hmm. They call it a second home, but in their mind, you know, they go there once, twice a week. They're like, yeah, I got $2 million sitting here. And just pop $1.5 million to park it in that house, buy the real estate and let it sit on it. It's going to do better than inflation. It's going to do better than stocks, mm-hmm. whatever. So that's what's they totally failed to recognize that that's what's going on. There's a lot there's a lot of money chasing only a select few assets. And that's
why
driven
you see
the
cash offers and, you know, the day it's listed, that it's got a contract that day. That's why you see that.
Yeah. It could be someone selling out from another place that has a lot of profit, has done really well in that market. It could also be, and we've seen these big hedge funds, they've bought up real estate to hold and or to rent out, and that's they're making money that way. Now, it could all change. You got high interest rates. They could keep jacking the rates up. The money's definitely drying up, but there's still a lot of it out there. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're only 18 months or so from the money juicing that happened 24 months ago. This wasn't that long ago that the COVID hysterics with the money was juicing up the economy. It's still filtering through. So this person totally, you know, they totally fail to recognize their solution is it's always, and they didn't say it in this particular article I read, but in the past, and even the legislature here, the Republican controlled legislature have fallen into the trap of, we've got to do something about the affordable housing crisis.
Yeah.
And to that, I would say, you don't have to do anything. You've done enough. Please stop doing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're going to break this thing even more. So don't help at all. And then they start coming up with free money for renters. They can start, their solution is let's give more money. Let's throw more money at the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is we got to unwind the government being involved in all this stuff, involved in the banking even and all of that and the interest
and
rates.
All the regulations.
Phony interest rates, regulations.
And everything they do.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't cost me $1,500 to replace a water heater. You got your local regulations that are driving up the costs to run all this
and
stuff.
And then they wonder why the rents get raised. Well, because it costs triple what it used to cost for a new water heater.
I can't charge more than something will bear.
Right.
If the market's demanding that rents are going to go up, I'm going to start raising rents to be that market, to get to the market. Also, I'm just a fool at that point. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't raise it as much as some. Maybe I'm like, okay, I can raise this $500. You know, I want to renew your lease. You've been a good tenant. I got to keep up with where the market is. Let's do $300. I mean, there's a lot of, we've done that. And there's a lot of landlords have done. But I can't just come along and say, oh, now your rental's $500 more a month. Because you would look around pretty quick and say, no, that's not the case. You're the only one that's doing this.
Yeah, right.
I'm moving.
You wouldn't have a renter then.
So it's insane that these people, but I think more and more society is buying into this myth. That what a lot of people in our society are saying is capitalism has failed. No, it's this crony capitalism,
right?
This top down stuff that's failed.
Meddling and
capitalism. It's the meddling, and I when I read articles like this, and they don't even have someone in there to quote,
right?
And I forgot the title. I should get you that. It was in the Republic, okay? They need to find somebody that actually has some basis in real economics, somebody on the ground, a landlord, quote somebody like that. Talk to somebody that understands how the economy actually works, not just, oh, they're just raising rent because.
Yeah.
It's just.
Or there's more evictions now. Why is there more evictions now than back then? What, you know, than 2 years ago, say? Well, because there was a moratorium for a while.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of assistance out there. And when that assistance dries up.
Yep.
And the moratorium runs out, well, then people don't, if they don't pay their rent, what does a landlord, what
what's
do you
their
expect
recourse?
Them to do?
They have to kick them out eventually.
Yeah. You can't provide housing for people with no compensation.
Most landlords have a mortgage and has all these fixed expenses. Yeah. So anyway, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead, get your comments in and please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast, appreciate everyone who is doing that. Follow us on Rumble and subscribe on the YouTube channel. Angela and I and Owen stopped out at Timberline Firearms and Training this weekend. I'm trying to get a new gun for Owen. We're going to go goose hunting coming up here really soon. And a fan that he's got that he did dove hunting is way too small. So looking for a 20 gauge that's lighter that he can handle well. Rob Wilson's already got me lined up with something. He, you know, found some great options for us that small, light for a youth. You need something like that, Timberline Firearms and Training is going to be able to help you out. Plus, their indoor shooting range, all the accessories, firearms, ammunition, safes, they've got it all at Timberline Firearms and Training. And the indoor shooting range, man, what a great place. If you haven't gone out there, get your skills to the next level when it comes to firearms. Timberline Firearms and Training has tons of training opportunities as well. 928-526-7900. Book them now. 928-526-7900. Zero Res of Northern Arizona has a great special for you this month. Did you know that they do house cleaning as well? Yeah, ZR Maids, and if you enter in my promo code when you go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, enter in RELAX15, capital R-E-L-A-X, the number 15, RELAX15, RELAX15, you get 15% off ZR Maids. Plus, of course, they do tile cleaning, carpet cleaning, the fabrics on your couches, even your campers and things like that, your vehicles. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com or call them at 928-378-8888. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review. Give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
You know, it is a beautiful time of year to take just a nice 30-minute drive from Flagstaff West onto I-40 to Williams. And why don't you pop in and say hi to former Mayor John Moore at Miss Kitty Steakhouse in downtown Williams on Route 66. Miss Kitty Steakhouse features a huge variety of steaks. I absolutely love their steaks there. Every time I go out to Williams, I stop by Miss Kitty Steakhouse. I've also got a great selection, great menu of poultry and fish. And they're open from Monday. Oh, they're open every day of the week from Monday through Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, don't forget to check out Miss Kitty's Steakhouse breakfast menu. First class breakfast between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. all throughout the week as well. For more information, you can go to MissKittySteakhouse.com. That's MissKittySteakhouse.com on those busy Friday and Saturday nights when everybody's going out to see Old Town Williams right there on Route 66. Why don't you call for a reservation at 928-433-5889. That's Miss Kitty Steakhouse in Williams on Route 66. Okay, so we're at the secondhand store.
Yeah, and you and see
I,
this.
I see something that I haven't seen in a long time. So we buy it. You know, we get this whole basket of stuff, and we get back into the. We have a Tahoe, 2003 Chevy Tahoe, and we're like, okay, let's do something we haven't done in the vehicle for
the 25 years that you've owned it.
Yeah, well, 20 years, but probably even 25 years. Yeah. Of marriage, right? And I'm just like, okay, just get that thing out there and get out the old Jimmy Buffett and put it in, right? And yeah. I'm like, where do I put this? How does this even work? I don't even know what to do. I just stick this in here. Is it upside down? And I put it in, right? And it's like, it was great. We had a good time. It's a cassette.
I've talked about this on the show before, how much I love Jimmy Buffett. And, you know, we used to have XM radio years ago, and I basically never changed the station. It was always on Margaritaville.
Yeah.
It was always Jimmy Buffett. I never changed it. And even now, if I listen to music, a lot of times it's Jimmy Buffett.
No,
and so we saw that tape, and I was like, man, I don't even know if our tape cassette player works in the
can't believe
Tahoe.
We bought a cassette,
but it actually works after 20 years.
They wanted $1 each for this thing. You know, we got the whole basket of stuff with tools for at Barn Bros there for like $12, so we probably spent next to nothing for this. And they had more. Never heard of most of them, but yeah, I can't believe we put this. I can't believe we still have a car that has a cassette. You know, most people don't have that. So I would imagine that most people aren't going to buy up these cassettes anytime soon. But actually, I remember cassettes sounding worse. It actually sounded pretty good.
It didn't sound that bad.
It had kind of a warm sound.
It is an old tape, too. It is from 1978.
Yeah, this thing is old.
It's not even like a, you know.
It doesn't even have the jacket recent. In there with, you know, any of the material. It's just like a piece of paper with Jimmy. And Jimmy Buffett, yeah, just passed away like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, yeah. So, yeah.
I like it. First time in the car. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, first time in the car for a long time. That was good. It's like when we first got together, it was like, you know, had all those, remember all the room? Those things used to, used to take up those cassettes, and you'd have to have whole cases of it. And you, like, you have, you'd have to have a back seat just for the cassettes.
I had some good ones. Michael Jackson.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably like Vanilla Whitney Ice. Houston.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
All right. I do have Bob Thorpe coming up next hour. We got a lot of ground to cover, including gets us some top news picks. I have Olivia with some of your comments. A show note, I am expecting, we were supposed to have him on last week, but that didn't quite work out. So, and he's been on the program so many times, expecting Congressman Andy Biggs to join us. So always appreciate when we hear an update, and especially now it's really timely. They are arguing over it's the discretionary spending that Congress is arguing over. So this is about, let's call it a third of the pie. Two thirds of the government spending on the Fed side is all on cruise control. It's your Social Security, it's your Medicare, it's all those fixed things that they cannot change without, they'd have to get two thirds of Congress to agree. That's never going to happen. So all those things are locked in and growing. The national debt, because interest is higher now. So they're getting less and less of a pie to argue over. And there's a looming government shutdown coming, which, okay, that's fine, if they don't pass this budget by the end of this month. So we'll get an update from Congressman Andy Biggs on this. But get this. Here's what they're arguing over. 1% cuts. Hmm. Wow. Really? I mean, 1% off of what? The $6.7 trillion, you know, that's total budget. But all the inflated costs or expenditures that you have now, or you're talking about we're going to get back to 2019 levels, which was no gem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's what they're actually arguing over is 1% in cuts. And there's holdouts. I don't know where I can imagine I'll let him speak tomorrow, but Congressman Biggs is probably, you know, heck no. I know Eli Crane has been pretty staunch on this, saying, no, we got to make massive cuts, and we got to address the border.
If it's 1%.
Yeah, and let's fix the border, too. Let's do some things.
Yeah.
Maybe stop shoveling money over into Ukraine. All right, so stick around for that, and I'd love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Check out the videos up on YouTube. Look up Jeff Horvitz and subscribe to that. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes. Gutter Helmets in its third year advertising with us here in the show, and there's a very good reason for that. So many of you have been so happy with Gutter Helmets' number one gutter protection system. This is not just a leaf filter or a screen. This is a reverse multi-patented curve that deflects all the pine needles and all the debris. So many of my neighbors have said so many great things about Gutter Helmet. So many of you have emailed me over the past 3 years. Now, in Arizona, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed. In the U.S., over 80 million feet installed. Over 40 years experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty and on performance and materials. If you don't want to clean those gutters again, you don't want to go up on your roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now, 928-318-6555. By the way, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show and you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now, 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Diamond Auto Glass, where the difference is clear.com.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
We'll see how much we can roll through here this hour. I've got Bob Thorpe. I've got Olivia joining us as well. I want to hit on my top news picks, including the F-35 that they now have found. Fortunately, this pilot, this is like yesterday, the pilot ejected, I guess, had safely. Problems safely. Was it North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think it was North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And the plane, and these things are like Owen tells me $300 million per plane. You said a half billion.
I know. He's the one that should be here.
Yeah, this should be his segment. It is quite absurd what these things cost. It's a spectacular plane when you watch these things maneuver and everything. You go down
they're amazing.
You know, it's Luke. There was one at the Flagstaff Airport here.
They have
recently.
Them at Luke.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting is, I worked on the F-18 program, and for the F-18, to get into those really high speeds, you'd have to put in the afterburner. And of course, when you're doing afterburner, you're using up a lot more fuel. With like the F-22 as well as the F-35, you literally can get into those supersonic speeds without afterburner.
You just hit a button. You just...
Well, not, I mean, but what I'm saying is the airplane is so advanced, the skin on the aircraft, it's a composite aircraft, of course, but it's the design of the aircraft is such that you can get these high speeds without burning a lot of extra fuel, like you would with a conventional aircraft, like a F-16, F-18.
You following all this, Olivia?
I mean, like, there's a fast airplane, and then there's like a faster airplane.
So for $18 million, you get the one that you have to push a little more to get to that speed. Yeah. For $300 million, it's just it's gone. So I don't know.
Well, the main difference why most of these pilots really like the F-35 is it also comes with a cup holder.
Yeah, it's a cup holder. Yeah, I was talking to the F-35 pilot when they had the Flagstaff fly in here a couple weeks ago, and the pilot was actually from Flag. He had family there. He was stationed in Luke, and they had brought up two F-35s. Mm-hmm. And it was a phenomenal plane. I'm surprised we got as close as we did get to it, considering it's the plane, right? Mm-hmm. And he said that the helmet, it's got like the there's no heads up in it anymore. Right. It's in the shield, the visor for the actual helmet. And I heard that each one of those helmets is like $500,000 per pilot. Goodness. So even if, and Bruce Sidlinger was talking about this recently, even if you wash out in training, you still got $500,000 into that thing. You know, it just for that pilot's helmet. So I don't know if you get to keep it as a souvenir or what.
No,
because it's fitted for you. I kind of doubt that.
Yeah. When I worked on the Apache program, we had they called it a reticle or a monocle. It was a little camera that actually attached to the side of the helmet, and then a piece of it would be reflecting a computer image in front of your eye. And so if you're aiming at an enemy target, you can actually see that target in the computer imagery.
You're following
but
that. Okay.
Not nearly as advanced.
But bottom line, they found this thing after like 24 hours. It's kind of amazing that nowadays I'm sure there's some kind of black box or something, and they're pretty indestructible.
Well, there is.
That there's not this automatic, I'm sure there is. There must be GPS tracking and all this, but you think you'd be on that I don't know the expression to use, but quickly.
For decades, even civilian aircraft, you used to be a pilot, even civilian aircraft will put out like a pinging sound if the aircraft has gone down. Mm-hmm. So the military aircraft are going to have that.
They found it, though.
The black box actually doesn't do anything but records flight data and timestamps flight data. It can tell, for example, if there's a hydraulic issue or something like that and when it happened and what it did to the aircraft.
Interesting. All right. Another item here is the transaction went through with Biden. He brought over a bunch of duffel bags for the hostages in Iran. How many times are we going to do this the hostages or prisoners? What are they calling them nowadays, Bob? I mean, how many times are we going to do this as a country? We've been dealing with Iran and paying them off since, the late 70s with the Iran hostage fiasco happened. And we're still doing this.
Obama sent what was it?
Pallets of money. Yeah.
I think what the Iranians do is for like, you know, a 15-minute period of time, they don't say death to America.
And they get $1 billion.
Because they're too busy counting the money to make sure we didn't stiff them on the money.
So they're very busy. Yeah.
So they count the money, and then immediately after they count the money, they start saying death to America.
I feel bad for the people that are there. I don't know the full details of this actual case, but we... Sending money to people. We used to be, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Mm-hmm. We negotiate with them all the time. The Taliban's back in power in Afghanistan,
and
right?
And as for how long we're going to keep doing it, it's going to be until they are us and we are them.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's like they have all of the pallets of money and probably still got hostages. Yeah, but $6 billion, so $1 billion per person, and you can't put a value on a human life, but apparently it's $1 billion for the Biden administration. And
but what they're actually claiming is no taxpayer dollars, that this is unfreezing money that we had frozen when we were having issues with Iran in the past.
And now we don't have issues?
Yeah.
Why was it frozen in the first place? What has changed with the country that would like to wipe us off the face of the earth?
It's still, you're negotiating with terrorists.
Yeah, well, we negotiated with Russia recently with the Griner and Victor Boot thing, the Merchant of Death. Now he's in politics over there in Russia.
And there's still people there being held, Americans are being held in Russia that we haven't gotten
out. Oh, of course. And they didn't have the high profile. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge there. All right, Olivia, listener too. And then I'll hit on some Arizona news items. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We appreciate all the comments we get in, including the ones on YouTube. We got some from YouTube as well.
Nice.
You can look up the Jeff Horvitz Show, and thank you to everyone who's been subscribing and watching the videos.
You're on Rumble now as well.
Rumble as well. We had a heck of a weekend on YouTube, though, thousands of views. So
wow, that's
always
great.
I always like that when that happens. Don't know why it happens. Angela Lassar said it's because I was wearing a hat.
No, that's what you said. I was like,
oh, maybe I got
confused. I'm sure that's what it was.
I get confused. All right, go ahead,
think
Olivia.
It's because I was there.
You know what? It was a video. It had Olivia and a chainsaw in it.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
And it's like, what more could you ask for out of life?
Chainsaw juggling?
Yeah. That's next.
Well, if you listen to my commentary on YouTube and the shorts, those little videos, when you scroll through, and I started doing that, and I got addicted really fast, because I was trying to figure out, how does this work? How do these shorts, these are under 60 seconds. Apparently, if you are a female and you wear a bikini and juggle chainsaws, that'll get more hits than anything. I don't know. Go figure. Go on, Olivia. Don't do that, though.
Okay.
I don't want that to be your career choice.
So, before she gets started, sure. though, I do want to know, have you ever had her watch the Monty Python sketch, I'm a Lumberjack and I'm Okay?
She doesn't know what Monty Python is. Do you? Have you ever heard of Monty Python?
Yes.
You have?
Do you know the sketch I'm talking about, the I'm a Lumberjack and I'm Okay?
I've definitely heard that. Yeah, like,
it doesn't come out well for the body parts, if I remember correctly. Okay, go ahead, Olivia.
I'm going to read this one on bagels because I really want a bagel, but this is when you were talking about bagelomics.
Oh, yeah, bagelomics was the fact that the bagel, at least by my tracking records, which is as good or better than the government's way to gauge inflation, I think has gone up 36 or 39% in the past couple of years. That's the inflation rate. They say it's now down to 4%, but my bagel costs a lot more. It's like 35-36% more.
These are traditional, like, New York bagels, water bagels?
No, these are not. They're crappy bagels from the from the supermarket that are costing. And I bought more expensive bagels, but go ahead, Olivia.
Jillian says, we wanted a little New Year's treat in downtown Flagstaff in January 2023. Wow, the cost of that bagel with butter and pay to park our vehicle. Hope Biff's Bagels is still in business in September 2023. We might try tomorrow.
Well, they are still in business because I went there this morning. Wait, downtown.
What? You didn't take me?
And they
make
school.
They make good bagels. Matter?
They make great bagels. So there's two places that I'm aware of in Flagstaff where you can get it, like where they boil the bagels. Good. Right? That's how they do it. That's a New
tradition.
York bagel.
Yeah.
Boil in water, I believe.
Right.
Correct?
Afterwards, afterwards they bake them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so
this is just part of
Biff's,
the process.
Which is downtown Flagstaff, and then there's, I believe on NEU, there's Einstein's Bagels, and they're pretty good, but I think Biff's is probably better. But I'm used to New York. I'm from New York originally, and bagels are good. Mm-hmm. The supermarket ones, which we will eat, and they're okay, they're like a hard roll with a hole in it. It's all
I
it
mean,
is.
They're fine. It's no, just they're like fine, seeds but, on bread. Yeah. But
so,
like,
Jillian, yes. And Biff's is not a sponsor. There's nothing here.
Too
it's
bad.
Just I went and got bagels there today. I bought six, and they were reasonably priced. They're more than the supermarket ones, but they are better quality.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they've gone up a heck of a lot, too. The problem is you got to pay for parking in downtown Flagstaff.
It kills you.
I did not. I parked right across from them and ran in because it was like 7:45 in the morning or 8 o'clock or something. And I was like, I was hoping I better not get a ticket for these, you know, $7 in bagels that I got. But yeah, Jillian, go on down there, and I don't know when to tell you to go, but early, so you don't have to pay for that parking, maybe. Go ahead, Olivia. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
Mary Jo, this is about corn.
we're getting all the food groups today, aren't we?
Well, yeah. I'm hungry, okay?
Yeah, okay. Olivia picks these, so go ahead.
Wanted to remind you, Jeff, that you are doing an exceptional job working on everything you do. I appreciate all the local information you provide regarding what is going on in and around Flagstaff.
Including the bagel report, apparently. Go ahead.
Yeah, so important. By the way, how did your corn do in your garden this year? I must have missed the show when you discussed it.
Yeah, the corn did very well. And Bob's got some good corn, too.
I do.
And that's coming in. My dad, too.
Worked hard.
It's coming in, mm-hmm. like now mm-hmm. or the past couple of weeks. Our corn is long gone. This stuff's came in shortly after July 4th, July into very early August, maybe. We were picking this stuff. That was in Camp Verde. Did phenomenal. At first, you could eat it off. We just pick it off and eat it without even cooking it. We got a lot. Yeah, Bob's got a picture here of his corn. Yeah,
multicolored.
It looks multicolored. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it came out excellent. Next year, we're probably going to do two fields. I want to encourage everyone to go on Rumble or YouTube and look up the video is called Farming's Biggest Threat to Farming. Is the video that I did with Zach Hauser. Zach Hauser and his family owns farms down in the Camp Verde area. And that video has gotten a lot of hits, and a short video on that got tons of hits this past weekend views. So check that out, because he talks all about farming. If you want to know about farming, Zach Hauser, his family's been in it for four generations. I'll actually put a link in the podcast here today so you can rewatch that video. He talks about water rights, water issues, mm-hmm. Land development, all that is really good. But no, so, corn did great.
So I'd had to correct this. I actually saw your cornfield, and
that's right. That's
and,
right.
And I would not call that a garden. It was more of like a what do they call it? Like a
cornfield,
an amateur farm.
Yeah, I would call it
farm or something like that. I mean, it was a big field.
It was a big field of corn. I would say we're hobby farmists.
Hobby farmers.
Would you call Olivia? I mean, we're not when I. I would say, hey, we're a farmer because we got a tractor and a cornfield. But then when I talk with someone like Zach and the Hausers, you know, and I'm like, okay.
Like, maybe not so much.
Yeah. But
a hobby farm, that's closer. Yeah,
that's fine. We're getting better and better.
You definitely don't have a garden.
I think everybody should be doing this. Not mm-hmm. a cornfield. Okay, if you don't have the land. But everybody should be producing as best they can, even if it's a little bit of herbs in the windowsill, right? Picking mm-hmm. some mint or what's another herb?
Rosemary,
or that what's thyme. That one that we have? Like it's like a tree now.
That's the rosemary.
Is that the rosemary?
Yeah.
If you want something
it's a
that
large
like
bush.
Yeah, if you really like Italian food, maybe that's about the only thing I think you can put that on.
My wife planted chives years ago.
They just keep growing.
And yeah, we've never had to plant them again.
They just keep growing and growing. So, all right, let's do this. Let's hit on some, I've got some Arizona specific news items, including somebody who got stranded in the Grand Canyon. So I want to hit on that when we come back and get those comments in. Always love hearing from you. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Okay, when Angela and I needed to refinance an investment property, just last year, we called Kim Dawson over at Nova Home Loans. Man, she did a great job for us. I know she'll do a good job for you as well, whether you're refinancing a home, maybe buying a new home, maybe a second home, maybe off-grid properties, investment properties. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans will take care of you. Listen, Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, but Nova makes local decisions like a bank, and because they're also a broker, Kim Dawson and Nova Home Loans have access to all the best programs out there. And I want you to move your offer to the front of the line with Kim Dawson's pre-approval letter. It's like the next best thing, like to having cash in hand. Very important to have nowadays, especially with this tight market, that people know that you're serious. Call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458. Or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Don't forget to mention the Jeff Orbit Show. You get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. This is Jeff Horvitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com. All right, welcome back. This one is interesting, and I'm here with Bob Thorpe, and Olivia's here with me as well. A man with traumatic injury was rescued after friends left him alone in the Grand Canyon. These are some friends.
My friends would do that.
What do we? No, yeah, I don't think so. He gets you some new friends. What? Okay, every couple weeks we read about the Grand Canyon.
It
can be a vicious thing. I mean, don't go down there if you're not in good shape. And I don't want any regulations or anything, but there's the people that go across the rim to rim to rim. And, you know, every once in a while someone dies. You better know what that risk is when you do it.
Kind of problems occur for down in the Phoenix area as well, where people will start doing these little hour-long hikes, and they're not ready for it, and they don't have enough water.
These people were on I think it was 8 days or 7 or 8 days. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. And like midway through, one of them got very injured and the other hikers were able to contact. And I'll get Mark Howard on. I think he's coming in Wednesday. He does search and rescue. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was involved with this one at all, but they got in touch with someone somehow. And they sent people down. It wound up being at night and everything, but the friends left. So they were like, okay, you're good.
Just good luck with that.
Yeah, we got someone coming. Have a good time. You don't know. You never leave someone behind.
What were these people? The hike isn't more important.
No, even if like, okay, Olivia's injured and she's like,
go.
Okay, I never do it because she's my daughter, but maybe Bob's with us. And I'm like, okay, it's Bob. You know, he's not family. We're just going to, Bob says, just go on ahead. I'd be like, no. You're not, you know, Bob's like, I don't want you to ruin the rest of your trip. Just leave me here to die. I mean, what is that?
We're going for pizza and beer. Yeah. See you later, bro.
No, these guys wanted to, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, nowadays, I don't know. I haven't interviewed these guys, so unless you interview them, you never know what all the details are. Mm-hmm. But you don't leave someone. That would be the general, even if help's on the way, you don't know if help makes it. You don't know if they find it. You don't know if this guy has trouble for a couple hours in between.
Especially not even person staying behind, like where one person stays with the sick or wounded and everyone else goes then is like sketchy, but like, I don't know, to protect them from danger since they're like hurt.
Yeah, what if there's like vultures circling or a mountain lion or something, or I don't know. It's that is insane.
They just hear like screams in the distance and they're like,
I'll follow up on this tomorrow looking. Because let's see if there's more to this story. There's usually more, but
sure,
doesn't sound right to me that they
so
I, leave them.
You probably remember I used to be a firefighter and mm-hmm. an EMT, and I remember having a conversation with some of the EMTs up at the Grand Canyon, and they were saying that one of the problems that they have is people that will show up. Of course, they don't have the proper footwear. And
they got flip flops on.
Yeah, and so that's a big problem. But the other problem, which surprised me, is people will show up and they don't have just regular water. Instead, they'll bring, you know, like the power drinks and the things that have a lot of electrolytes.
Well, like a keg of beer on their back?
No. Okay. Things that have a lot of electrolytes in them. Okay. And, you know, some of it's called like smart water and things like that. And they said that one group of people that they would have to go rescue are people that are only drinking the high electrolyte water that they'll collapse on the trail.
Okay.
And if these people were being maybe, you know, 10% of it was the electrolyte water and the rest was just regular water, they wouldn't have that kind of problem.
No, that's what I mix that stuff. And like mm-hmm. usually we just bring water. Like the most recent one where we did West Clear Creek, we just used filtered. We had to filter the water because you don't want to carry a lot of water. So if you have a water source, that's ideal. But we would drink plain water, and we would have the packets with the electrolyte, mm-hmm. the generic Gatorade mix or whatever the heck that stuff is, you know. So, I try to bring milk, lots of milk. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yummy. Leave it
out. By the way, a lot of these people do hike with, and they go out with like the flip flops.
Uh-huh.
To the chagrin of every woman in my life, including Olivia, who's here, the flip-flop is the most dangerous shoe on the face of planet Earth. It is the most dangerous shoe on the face of the planet, and more toe injuries, foot injuries, slipping, things like that. Now, Crocs aren't much better, but at least you get some toe, you know, toe protection, I guess you'd say.
But then you can't wear them into Italian restaurants, so
I get,
and you can wear flip-flops.
That's true. We tried to go to a fancy Italian restaurant, and they were wearing flip-flops, and they flagged me on my Crocs.
Really?
Yeah, total shoe discrimination going on there. But one more thing. When I go into a hardware store, like the big box hardware store, you know which one I'm talking about, and I see guys walking in with flip-flops, I almost can't contain myself. It's like, what if a 2x4 falls on on your foot or something?
Dangerous.
Absolutely. Anyway.
So my a good friend of mine was the fire chief over in Strawberry Pine. And Strawberry Pine is a great hiking location for going down into West Clear Creek. Huge problem that they have. They put up all kinds of signage and things like that to remind people to wear the proper footwear and to bring enough water.
Yep.
Yeah, because what ends up happening is people will make it down to the creek, which is what, about 2-hour, 3-hour hike.
From Strawberry, yeah.
Yeah, from Strawberry Pine. But then they can't make it back.
Yeah.
And so then the local search and rescue has to go and retrieve them.
Yeah, in the heat
and
all that.
Bring them back up the mountain.
All right, let's hit some more news items here in just a second. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, look, I learned a long time ago that in order to be successful, I need to learn as much as I can about when it comes to my finances, my personal finances. I want you to do the same. Educate yourself, and isn't it time to learn a little bit more about physical gold and silver? I've been buying physical gold and silver, Angela and I have been, from Desert Gold Exchange for quite a few years now. Justin and his team, they keep their overhead low. They pass the savings on to, in my case, me and Angela. But when you call them, they'll do the same for you. Mention Short Show, Desert Gold Exchange. They'll treat you like gold. Plus, you can get a free investor's kit sent up. And look, Desert Gold Exchange, they're an Arizona-based company. They will answer all your questions. They'll get you stuff delivered at a great price within a couple of days. They pass all those savings on to you. Call Desert Gold Exchange right now at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. Allstate Insurance Agency, we've been switching our policies to them for the past couple of years. This has been a long process. We really vet the companies we work with here on the show. And Angela's really taking the lead on all this. Eric Boatner, Lisa Boatner do a great job at Allstate Insurance Agency. If you need homeowners insurance, auto insurance, motorcycle, RV, off-road vehicles, they handle all of that, plus your boats, your business owners' policies, life insurance, call Eric Boatner or Lisa Boatner at Allstate Insurance Agency. They're going to be able to help you out in Arizona. 928-774-8722. That's Allstate Agency at 928-774-8722. Mention, as always, when you deal with all of our sponsors, I appreciate you mentioning that you heard it right here on the show. Again, Allstate Insurance Agency, 928-774-8722. Don't go anywhere. More to come. Back in just a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
Listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show. This is The Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, love hearing from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. A couple more Arizona news picks here, but let's do a comment, because before you know it, the show will be done, and I'll be like, I didn't get the
comments.
Exactly,
so and then we want to do this.
People get mad at me.
These are from YouTube. And okay. You can go to that, by the way, Jeff Orvitz.
Yeah, look up Jeff Orvitz, please. Subscribe. And Rumble is available. Same thing, Jeff Orvitz. And on Rumble, you follow because they want to be different.
Huh.
Which is good.
So we were talking about the like corn and the farming.
Yeah.
And this was the episode of Farmer's Biggest Challenge. Mm. Dr. Hudson writes, I'm going to go out on a limb here and argue weather is a bigger threat.
Oh, okay. Because Zach Hauser said that one of the biggest risks or the biggest risk to farming, especially in Arizona specifically, he was citing, but it's probably any area that's growing, is development.
Hmm.
Loss of land.
Sure.
Loss. And
that's true.
Dr. Hudson, so, whoever that is saying, and thank you for that comment. It's, they say weather?
Weather, which yeah, does make sense.
They say man-caused climate change because that just irritates me.
So, because like it's like winter. And it like froze early. You lose all your crops if it's a drought.
Well, enough water.
So exactly. That does make sense.
Yeah, water
probably,
issues.
Probably water more than anything.
But he's a farmer, and he says it's development. So, I mean, we can all sit here and speculate, but I have to go with the expert on this one.
I think that what you're talking about is long-term problems and short-term problems. So bad weather, bad growing conditions is kind of a short-term problem, might only happen one season. Whereas loss of land is a long-term problem. You know, where are you going to be able to, you know,
you can get more land,
grow your
fruits. You can't grow more land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So once it's gone, it's gone.
And you think about these farmers that might own tens of thousands of acres. It's pretty appealing that when they bought that land for maybe a few bucks an acre, $100 an acre, now they can sell it for hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars an acre. That's a huge incentive to turn their farm into a big cash payout.
Well, that is what Zach was and I were talking about. And I'm sorry, the YouTube started playing. I'm going to the YouTube channel here so you know which video I'm talking about because it's well worth watching. Yeah, this it's called... The video, the biggest threat to farming. It was 11 days ago. I think it's well worth watching that.
Mm-hmm.
But he says it is that development, those development issues and people
sure.
that are, especially the next generation, because he's fourth generation. And you've got a lot of times the kids don't want to follow in the footsteps,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, oh, I don't want to be a farmer. I'm sitting on $4 million worth of property. Let's subdivide it. And you see it all chopped up. So that's what's happening is nobody young is getting into farming. I mean, you're not getting the younger generations getting into this stuff. I'm wondering who's going to grow our food in the future. Robots, I guess.
About 10 years ago, I was down in Yuma. And Yuma, of course, provides like romaine lettuce
for a huge
chunk of the United States. And talking with the farmers down there, they commented, they said that you have these people coming up from Mexico legally. That work on these farms, harvesting the crops. He said that their children are no longer interested in doing that.
Oh, wow.
And so you have like a generation or two of families that provided that labor for the farmers, and now that labor is drying up.
Yeah. All right. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com or comment on the podcast, YouTube, or Rumble. Arizona is expected to be the top state when it comes to campaign spending in 2024, an estimated top state and union, $824 million is what the expected dump is supposed to be as far as all the campaign ads, mailings, radio, TV, social media and all that.
I've already budgeted like $5 million.
Yeah. Bob is not even the 24, $824 million and 53 cents. As you know, Bob's running for county. Did you know this, Olivia? Bob's running for Coconino County Recorder.
I think you told me.
You think so? Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And on, I believe it's Friday's show. We're going to have an extensive interview as to what the recorder does,
looking
what the issues are.
It.
So mm-hmm. hope everyone will tune in this Friday for that, and of course on the podcast as well. But yeah, $824 million going to be dumped on Arizona. Feel free, candidates, to spend. You know. Even $400,000 or $500,000 on the show here. We love y'all. Where's Biden? Let's get Biden on.
Oh yeah,
we will provide the ice, Olivia, ice cream.
I don't know, we're on it.
You find out what is his favorite flavor, and we'll make sure we can lure in Biden
and get some chocolate chip.
The Biden bucket. Is it? Is it?
He just says chocolate chip in that one video. We'll even put a cherry on top.
Actually, I heard that it has a lot to do with our economy and inflation.
I know where you're going.
He loves Rocky Road.
One more here for Arizona. This is just funny because my family moved to Arizona in 1990, and like I said, we came from New York, not New York State. Just so you don't think I grew up in Manhattan or something.
Not New York City, but I'm New sorry. York State.
Yeah, not New York City. I did that with Angela last hour too. Like total opposite on the gas cans. I bought new gas cans this weekend. Old
school.
Prior to the to Bush messing that one up. Anyway. Where was I going with that? Now I totally lost it.
Oh,
New York.
Okay. York. Yeah. Okay. And when I moved out here, I was in high school, right? Just entering in as freshman, and all my friends were like, there's going to be rattlesnakes everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's rattlesnakes. But apparently there is. 20 rattlesnakes were removed from a garage in Mesa.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? All of a sudden, babies and all that.
I would move out of the house. I would be like, you're in my walls and my bed.
They're gone now. All right. A couple more comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com or comment right on the podcast.
Also YouTube of the short why Jeff bought another chainsaw. Clay says, yeah, let's not start a chainsaw in a not very well ventilated area.
I wasn't gonna
I'm
do
taking
that.
It that means in here.
You know,
I think it's shockingly well ventilated.
There's not a window in this thing. So we did a video on why I bought another chainsaw and how I'm stocking up on real things. Angela and I talked about this last hour, so we're starting to go. I never really been big into like secondhand shops and garage sales and things like that. I know right. you kind of do. You make a thing of this.
Oh yeah,
you travel the state. You like resell things, right?
Well, my wife does. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're into that and fixing things,
right?
You know, picking it up. But yeah, we went to it was the Barn Bros in Flagstaff. It's like secondhand in the state. So you've been there, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw it from the road. It was like beams of light coming down. There was a gas can. I was like, it's red. I don't know if it's the government can that screwed up or the old one. Went there. I got two new one was a gallon and a half old gas cans.
Nice.
And there was another lady there. She's coming in right after me when I found them. You know, she's like, oh,
she wanted them.
Oh, you know, so pick them up. So yeah, no, I wasn't. I did a video on why I bought another, you know, gas chainsaw, and I was so tempted to start it in here just for effect.
So.
We would have lived.
You probably don't know this.
Yeah, apparently.
I recently purchased a solar-powered chainsaw. So you leave it out in the sun for like 8 hours, and then it'll run for like 30 seconds.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Great. You can get like a twig. Well, I know you have an electric one,
I too, do.
And gas ones. I did the comparison of my $200 chainsaw. This is a pipe dream, folks, with the electric stuff. And I mean, it has its uses. It has its times. $200, I can get a good... I used it this weekend. I was cutting pretty good diameter with this small 16-inch saw. I got it as a delimmer, but I was chopping through stuff that was over 16-inch. I had to roll it and cut it the rest of the way. $200 versus I figured about what we did is $900 to $1,200 for a comparable electric battery chainsaw. It's not there. It's not there. Stop trying to force this stuff on America.
So my little electric, I have a Makita. It takes two 18-volt batteries.
Yeah.
And I use it for very small trees, like, you know, 4 or 6 inches in diameter at the most.
That's what it's for.
I mostly use it for delimming. And it's wonderful because you don't have to start it every time. You just hit the button. But most of my chainsaw work, I have a former Forest Service chainsaw. Originally new is about
you know the two people on the
didn't we find an old rusty one of those
I have one on the fence
that's way old
okay
but yeah this thing was originally like a $1,500 chainsaw absolutely incredibly powerful but also heavy
yeah
and it has like a 36 inch bar
yeah arm. I saw a steel for like $2,000 that was like a 30 inch bar or something
but
like that
I could cut a 30 inch diameter piece of oak in about 20, 30 seconds.
I have that big one on the fence, the old one where you hold, there's a guy holding each side.
Right?
And I figured zombie apocalypse.
It's always good to be prepared.
It's always good to have. One of the other things I picked up used this weekend, this is more going to be for decoration, but again, can be taken down if the zombie apocalypse or if we get another term of Joe Biden happens, it was a wooden hand drill.
Oh, yeah.
One that you go around. And Olivia, somebody asked me, what is that? And I said, it's a drill. It wasn't me,
but I probably would have.
You would have. Yeah, you would have. All right.
I have a drill press that you mount on a wall that's hand crank.
Hand crank. And Bob's innovative enough, he could actually probably hook that up to a bike or something. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, it's a good time to head on over to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. It is, they've got the hot links today. Don't forget tomorrow, and especially maybe lunchtime. It's a great time to go over there or after, you know, for dinner. Sportsman's Bar and Grill tomorrow has Taco Tuesday. Look, here's the deal. Great food, easy to find, just north of downtown, right there in that Basha Shopping Center. Best sports bar, great food. They've got their $4 menu going on all the time, so you can get some food. Then you can take advantage of their great drink specials, and you're not like having to go get a home equity loan to go out to eat anymore. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, check it out. Tell them I sent you. Go ahead and get some great food there. That's what I do. All right, thank you to Diamond Auto Glass as well. Another company that Angela and I have used for years to get our windshields replaced. Get those rock chips fixed quick. Don't wait. You've heard Stuart Weatherman here on the show, owner of Diamond Auto Glass, talking about how you don't want to get a whole new expensive windshield. Get the rock chips filled. It's included if you've had glass coverage with Diamond Auto Glass. If not, and it's an affordable price, call them up, make an appointment, and they'll get you in there real quick and get that taken care of before it becomes a real problem. Diamond Auto Glass, great Northern Arizona company on 4th Street right there in Flagstaff. Wherever you're at in the area, stop on by. Diamond Auto Glass, 928-779-4140, 928-779-4140, or thedifferenceisclear.com. Back in a minute. If you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is The Jeff Horvitz Show.
If you're looking to bring your firearm skills to a whole nother level, call my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training. They're just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Really easy to find. Great indoor shooting range. All the accessories, firearms, ammunition, Liberty safes, everything you can imagine there. But I love their training courses. They've got something for everybody, whether you're new to firearms, maybe somewhere in the middle or at that expert level, they're going to take you to a whole nother level. They got carry concealed courses. And also they're once a month free is good. Free Stop the Bleed course. My whole family took that. That could save your life, your family member's life, even a stranger's life. Call Timberline Firearms and Training. I think you're going to be really happy with what they're teaching out there. Do it quick, though, because these training courses book up pretty dang fast. 928-526-7900. That's Timberline Firearms and Training. 928-526-7900. Timberline Firearms and Training at 928-526-7900. Or just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. You'll find Timberline Firearms and Training right there on Highway 89. All right, welcome back. Final thoughts here, wrapping things up. Do we have any final thoughts? It's one of those.
I don't know
beginning
how to sum
week.
Up all those very diverse topics.
Very diverse topics, that's for sure. Yeah, election season's beyond us, and like I said, we'll have Bob back later in the week to talk about.
Looking forward
his
to
office.
It.
I'm going to have in as many candidates as possible as we move on, especially on the. Well, even on the congressional side, tomorrow I'm expecting Congressman Andy Biggs to give us an update. They're battling. And I hit on this in the end of the last hour, too. They're battling right now in Congress over the discretionary portion of the budget, which is maybe maybe a third, maybe 30% at this point, because all the other stuff's on autopilot.
Right.
It's all set. Congress can't really touch thirds of the budget now, which is a problem. Mm-hmm. Because what if we get into, well, we already are into tough economic times, but what if it really hit the fan and they had to make cuts? They can't even do it unless they get a two-thirds majority, which... That's not going to happen nowadays.
Well, I truly appreciate your openness to have candidates come in. What surprises me, I remember for years, you've asked Democrats to come in.
I'll get some, but you'll
give them a fair interview. And so many absolutely refuse to come on.
Yeah, I don't have like this agenda to do a gotcha question or anything. It's, you've been on this show enough times, and when you're in the legislature, and this is what I do for everybody, folks. I have the ideas that I want to talk about, and usually I'll tell the representative or the guests. Isabel's doing a lot of that now, fortunately, because it's a lot of herding cats, you know. I usually said, hey, here's the two or three items I'm planning on talking about. It's not set in stone, but just to give them an idea, here's kind of the topics. That's just fairness, and here's what we're going to cover. It doesn't mean we can't diverge, and you bring something up, and we go a different direction. And then I usually ask everybody who comes on this show, I'll say, is there something specific or multiple items, you know, give me some items that you would like to hit on, and I will see if we can work that in. So it's kind of a give and take. It's not, there's no gotcha unless you lead me there and you say something and it's like, oh, wait a second, let's hit on this. But I don't have this agenda to bring people on and shock them, Bob. And I think, no, it's not that. And no. I think that there are some people who may have different political thoughts or ideas versus me, who know my stance is pretty stern. They know where I'm at.
But it honestly makes sense that as someone on the opposite, you might want to try to come on to reach a different audience. I don't know, that kind of thing, if you're fighting for your side.
I agree with that. But a lot of times in politics, it's like, okay, sometimes you can't get over the political stances that people have. Like, you have this stance on this issue or that issue, and I just can't vote for you for that reason. But I've found that if people come on this show and other shows, and if you're somewhat likable and you can sit there and you're like, the audience is not nauseated listening to you for a half an hour, like you can have a regular conversation, cuts a lot of ice, in my opinion.
You have some great arguments.
Great discussion.
Suggestions. Sure.
Yeah. We need to have more of those discussions in this society nowadays.
You could get middle votes, you know?
Maybe. Is there some people in the middle still? I think so. It's worth a try, right? All right. Appreciate it, Bob.
Great fun.
Good luck on your race coming up. Livia will be back on Wednesday. Keep piling up those comments. Everyone, please subscribe to the podcast as well. Working on Congressman Andy Biggs tomorrow. So, busy show. Hope you have a great night. Take care. See you soon. Hi, this is Jeff Orvitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity.